Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SMC Global Securities Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Rashika Sawant from XP for Advisory. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. Today on this call, we have Mr. Subhash Chandra Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director of SMC Group, Mr. Mahesh C. Gupta, Vice Chairman and Managing Director of SMC Group, Dr. D.K. Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director of SMC Capital Limited, Mr. Ajay Garg, Director and CEO of SMC Global Securities Limited, Mr. Anurag Bansal, Whole-Time Director of SMC Global Securities, Mr. Himanshu Gupta, Director and CEO of Moneywise Financial Services Private Limited, Ms. Shruti Agarwal, Whole-Time Director of SMC Global Securities Limited, Mr. Pranay Agarwal, Director and CEO of StocksCart, Moneywise Finvest Limited, and Mr. Vinod Kumar Jamar, President and Group CFO. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on second last page of earning presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Subhash Chandra Agarwal for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening. A warm welcome and happy Diwali to everyone joining us today. I hope you have had the chance to review our financial results and earning presentations, which are available on the stock exchanges and the company website. Let me take you through recent developments in the broking industry for the quarter ending September 2024. The broking landscape is evolving rapidly, shaped and by regulatory changes aimed at enhancing governance and investor protection. One notable update from SEBI reveals that 9 out of 10 individual traders experience losses in F&O trading, averaging around rupees 2 lakh each. This stark statistics highlights the pressing need for stronger investor education and informed trading practices. To address these issues and strengthen market transparency, SEBI has introduced 2 significant regulatory changes. Transaction charges standardization, effective October 1, 2024. Brokers can no longer apply transaction fees beyond those defined by exchanges. This shift to a single rate structure ensures greater transparency, reduced costs, and strengthened investor trust. Index derivative reforms starting November 20, 2024. SEBI will implement changes in index derivatives, including larger contract sizes, limits on weekly expiries, upfront premium collections, intraday position monitoring, the removal of calendar spread benefits, and increased expiry day margin requirements. These reforms aim to enhance liquidity, manage risk, and provide stronger safeguards for retail investors. We believe these regulatory updates will foster a more secure and sustainable trading environment, helping build long-term confidence in the market, even as they may initially affect volumes, especially in the derivative segments. Company highlights. Now, let me take you through SMC Global Securities highlights. Despite the challenges posed by evolving regulations, we remain committed to the growth of all our business segments. Our focus on enhancing client services, building a resilient operational infrastructure, and driving innovation has positioned us to capitalize on opportunities in this dynamic environment. And pleased to report a year-on-year quarterly revenue growth of 15.8% with our half-yearly revenue increase by 28.2% compared to last year. We are excited to share the significant progress in our technology initiatives, showcasing our commitment to customer-centric innovation and resilience. We recently launched a new in-house web trading portal for Stoka, providing a seamless high-performance experience for our clients. Additionally, the new SMC Trade Online website offers expanded capabilities with an enhanced user interface. We have also introduced new features and enhancements in the SMC app and Stokart mobile apps, making trading more intuitive and accessible. In a testament to our robust infrastructure, we successfully conduct a full day of live trading from our disaster recovery site, ensuring continuity and reliability for our users. The company's extensive network comprising of 2,297 authorized persons covering 434 cities demonstrate our widespread reach. In financial distribution, our network of 6,990 associates continues to expand. Our mutual fund AUM stands at Indian rupees 4,618 crore. In our NBFC segment, AUM stands at Indian rupees 1,278 crore, an increase of 25.8% YOY. The company has 31 branches covering 8 states and 23 major cities. In the insurance broking segment, SMC Insurance operates through 7 branches nationwide. We utilize a network of 15,858 point of sale. We engage with 328 motor insurance service providers. We are confident that our unwavering dedication to product development, technology enhancement, and cost efficiency will enable us to navigate through this regulatory landscape successfully and continue delivering value to all our stakeholders. Now, I hand over to Mr. Vinod Jambar, our President and Group CFO, to take you through the financial accomplishments for Quarter 2, Financial 25. Over to Mr. Vinod Jambar.
Thank you, Subhash sir, and good evening, everyone. I also wish you all very happy and prosperous Diwali. Talking about financial performance for Q2 FY25 of our company on a consolidated basis, the operating income for the quarter was Rs. 451 crores, which grew by 16% YOY. Operating EBITDA was reported at approximately Rs. 118 crores, an increase of approximately 26% YOY. And the EBITDA margin stood at around 26.2%. Net profit after tax reported was Rs. 46 crores, while PAT margin stood at 10.1%. For H1 FY25, the operating income stood at Rs. 899 crores, which grew by 28% on YOY basis. Operating EBITDA was reported at approximately Rs. 244 crores, an increase of approximately 41% on YOY basis. And EBITDA margin stood at 27.1%. Net profit after tax was reported at approximately Rs. 99 crores, while PAT margin stood at about 11% approximately. Let me now take you through quarterly segmental performance on a consolidated basis. In the broking, distribution and trading segment, the quarter two revenue stood at about Rs. 277 crores, which grew by 22% on YOY basis. Number of branches increased to 198 as on 30th September 2022. Coming to financing division, revenue for Q2 was around Rs. 50 crores, which grew by 9% on YOY basis. Loan AUM increased to Rs. 1,278 crores, an increase of 26% on YOY basis. GNPA and NNPA decreased to 2.16% and 1% respectively, from 2.32% and 1.3% in September last year. Lastly, in the insurance broking division, revenue for Q2 stood at about rupees 134 crores, which grew by 9% on YOY basis. EBIT increased in Q2 by 3% on YOY basis. With this, floor is open for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Sherwin from K3PL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just had one query as to how is the company looking to differentiate when you have a flurry of competition, or you have the flux of competition, you know, in this similar space, plus you have upcoming players, and where, what, how does the management envisage, where will the growth be coming from in the next few years to come, maybe in the next 2, 3, or 5 years, if, you know, the management can probably give some idea or lay the map here.
May I know your name?
Peter Sherwin.
Sherwin. So, your question is very valid. In this competitive world, how the business would increase. But you see, like, pre-COVID, the number of demat accounts were 4 crore. Now it is more than 17 crore. So, the cake size is very big, and it is growing multifold year on year because awareness and penetration is increasing day by day. Currently, like even in SNC, more than 50 to 60% of the new DMAT accounts are coming from tier 3, tier 4 cities. So SNC is well poised to even beat with the competition and to capture the market. Like we do have more than 2,300 franchises in, present in more than 430 cities, and we do have around 125 broking branches all across India, and we are digitally also we are making it very, very strong, because recently we have launched our new mobile app, and lot of digital transformations we are making. Even in our full booking services, around 60% of the clients trade through online trading. So you are right that competition is increasing, but it is increasing for good, because the awareness is increasing and new investors are coming into the market. And I think everyone would gain out of it. Recently, SNC has been included in the list of QSB. So only the 11 brokers of India are in the list of qualified stock brokers by SEBI. So we are among one of them. And as a instrumental player into the financial services, we would be able to compete and capture the market.
Right. So, sir, any particular segments or pockets that you're looking at when you say capture the market? Because the narrative from most of the brokers would more or less be overlapping. So just to get a sense as to, you know, the amount of growth, because this over a period of time will become a pricing game. I mean, discount brokers have already been there in the market and have kind of disrupted this business model. So just on that front, and also if you could highlight which are the other business segments which will contribute to the growth.
Yeah, you see, like we are present both in discount as well as full booking, and we do have a very sound research team. So we are present on ground in more than 430 cities of India through more than 2200 offices, and digitally also we are giving even discount offering to beat the competition and improving our technologies day by day. So whether it is online or offline, both we are able to capture. And you see, the more and more investors who are coming into the market, they would take time to get themselves mature. So even in full booking, we get a lot of clients who work with other big booking, discount booking houses, and they want handholding and they want to trade with us. And there is a cannibalization as well, like the client who want lesser brokerage, they want to deal into discount, then we open their account even into our discount booking arm. So both ways, things are going on, and industry is evolving, and I think currently, even with 17 crore demat account, if you see the unique number, it is still very less. Penetration is around 5 to 6%. And in developed countries, the penetration ranges from 30 to 50%. So currently, the scope is humongous, and there is a room for everyone.
Moreover, this GIFT City, this product in GIFT City is increasing, and market share of GIFT City gold and silver and other products, that is also increasing. So there is a wide scope, and SMC is capturing, having good market share in GIFT City. So as Ajay said, that market share for everyone since cake size is increasing. And GIFT City is having a lot of potential, it's a global market in India. And we are attracting a lot of FPI investor as well as HNI investor. And there is a unique product marketing by government that is being promoted by government also.
Right. And how big in terms of revenue can be expected?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sherwin. Could you come a bit close to your handset?
Sorry. I apologize. Yeah, so how big would that share of pie be when you are referring to targeting the FPIs and FIIs? I mean, how much could it accrue to the company in terms of revenues? Although it might be minuscule now, but maybe a few years down the line.
So currently, that pie is not that very big, but we are surely focusing on it. Currently, we have onboarded around 60 FPIs and around 3,000 NRIs we are catering to. But most of the FPIs are looking for a high frequency trading. So, but the scope is very big, and we are looking forward to encash that.
Right. So just one last question is, all the technology which is being developed, it's all developed in-house?
Yeah. Earlier, we were majorly focused on vendor-based technology. Now it is in-house technology. I will request Shruti to elaborate further. She is technology head.
In the last 1-2 years, what we have done is we have created a tech team of more than 250 employees, and everything, our new mobile app is completely built in-house. Our the trading services on which the mobile app is based is also all built in-house. Our broadcast is built in-house, and slowly, like, we are reducing our reliance on all vendor products to move in-house. Even the website that we recently launched, our web trading portal and website, both are built in-house.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Sir, just one last question is, recently the regulator has come up with some, imposing some regulations proposed in phase manner from November, and it will be imposed in January. So what kind of impact do you see in terms of revenue and profitability?
You see, couple of regulation changes have happened, like the transaction charges, they have reduced. To SMC, the impact is not much. For the client business, annually the impact would be around 4 to 5 crores, which is not very high. And transaction charges, like if the cost to the transaction reduces for the investor, then ultimately the volumes would increase. And secondly, the contract size of indexes is going to be increased in November from 5 lakhs to around 15 to 20 lakhs. So the objective of SEBI is that very small investors have entered into the derivative market, and they have made a study that more than 90% of the investor in F&O segment loses money. So SEBI intention is that small investor who does not know about the market and they are indulging into the derivative trading, they should be kept out of the derivative segment. So this is a very good move, and even we welcome that. And in SMC, our derivative brokerage is around 38%, and cash segment brokerage is around 60%. So what I feel that the retail investor would shift from derivative to cash segment. So they would reduce turnover into derivative and they would shift to retail and in cash segment. And in cash segment, the brokerages are generally high as compared to the derivative segment. So from the company point of view, there should be a positive impact. And one third important regulatory change which has come is that they have stopped weekly options and futures in some of the contracts like Bank Nifty, Fin Nifty. Only Nifty and Sensex, the weekly contract would be there. So this might impact in short term, because a lot of people were active into weekly contract. But what I foresee that, because Nifty is highly traded and Bank Nifty is highly traded, people might shift to Sensex for weekly contract. And but in long run, I think people would make their own strategies, and after 3-4 months, the impact should be negligible.
Because investors will shift to cash market or other markets like Sensex in Bombay Stock Exchange. Because those who want to do trading, those who are doing trading in Nifty indices, they will shift in cash market.
Right, sir. So, but the volumes will be relatively, smaller compared to your derivative volumes. But nonetheless, sir, just wanted to understand, last question is, what kind of ticket sizes, when you say that these are small investors who will get weeded out of the market, so what would be the ticket size that they'd be operating in when you say they are the small investors?
Small investor whose capital is less than 1 lakh rupees, they will be out.
Small investor in derivative market, I mean to say, like, because the contract price is say 5 lakh. So generally the small investors buy options, call option or put option. So they just have to pay a premium amount of say 5,000, 10,000. So even with the amount of say 10,000, they are currently able to buy and take position into options. So when the contract size would become say 15 lakhs to 20 lakhs, then the amount required would be more. So they will not like to take more exposure and will not like to trade into derivative, and they might shift to the capital market, cash market.
Right. So, sir, are we, I'm sure we are doing this, but do we have a track record of, what kind of customers that we are servicing today are kind of vintage in the system? And, what I'm trying to understand is, how do we actually keep our customers today? Because the rate of inertia is pretty high in this kind of segment.
Yeah, you are very right, but you see, we have been there into the market for last 3 decades, and our footprints are there into various cities, and penetration is there into more than 400 cities through franchisee network and branch network. So personal relationships are there, and we keep on engaging people through webinars, on-ground seminars, and our research arm is very, very good. Because we do have a research team, which is even our monthly magazine, weekly magazine is there, which is there for last, I think, more than 17, 18 years. And we are sending research through emails, through SMS, and keep on engaging people through webinars. So, and in SMC, like, we are one-stop investment shop. We are into mutual funds, we are into insurance, we are into fixed income products like corporate FDs. We do have our own NBFC, and we even we do have a mortgage division. We are selling PMS, unlisted securities. So we do have multiple products, whether the client is retail or client is HNI or ultra HNI. So, and client is stick to us because of our relationship, because our presence in various cities through various offices, the local flavor and local touch is there. And you know, we have given all the tools to our offices so that they should be able to nurture clients in a proper way. So that differentiates us as compared to the other competitors. And technologically, we are very good, but it is an ongoing process. So last 2 years, we have increased the focus multifold, and in time to come, like we will be much better even as compared to the competition.
Sir, please
rejoin the queue for further questions.
Sure. Thank you.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vidur Dayal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. My question was that, you know, we've had a drop in profitability on a quarter-on-quarter basis. And on a year-on-year basis, we've had a 14% growth in profit. Now, if I look at our competition, you know, whether it's ICICI Securities or IIFL Securities or Motilal Oswal or Aditya Birla Money or Angel One, everybody is showing lifetime high profits this quarter, and their growth on a year-on-year basis is in excess of 50%. And on a quarter-on-quarter basis also, they've grown substantially. So where is SMC sort of, you know, missing that element?
Hi, Vidur. This is Vinod Jamal, Group CFO. Sir, our YOY growth is in line with market. It is around 40% from 71 crores to 99 crores. However, for the quarter one versus quarter two, there is a dip of around 7 crores, which is contributed mainly through the dip in the investment income. If you see our results, there is one line item in the results, net gain on fair value change, so which is 6.66 crores in Q2 versus 17.93 crores in quarter one. So that is the major reason of dip in profit. However, for the same item, if you compare half yearly basis, the amount is almost similar, 24.59 crores versus 24.57 crores. So the major reason I have explained to you, and
I have to disagree. You know, there is substantial growth in profit of a company like Motilal Oswal, which also has significant investments in securities. So with markets at pretty much reasonably all-time highs, you know, we are having a drop in fair value. Mr. Agarwal last quarter also suggested that, you know, things are going to look much better in the next quarter. But on a quarter-on-quarter basis, we have dipped. And even if I look at our five-year CAGR revenue, which you have shown in your presentation, it's 20%. And, you know, the gentleman earlier was talking about how DMAT accounts have grown from 4 crores to 17 crores. So I don't see SMC having the kind of growth that the industry is having. So is there any outlook going forward for the next 4 or 5 years in terms of growth? You know, are we aiming for a 15% CAGR, 20% CAGR, 25% CAGR? Is there any thought behind this?
Yeah, Vidurji, you see, we are growing, and if you compare YOY, we are growing, we are doing much better. And in comparison to the last year, our entire year will be better. And if you compare with others like Motilal, IIFL, they are into advisory services, greater advice services, their that income is much more, like their wealth division, PMS division, and such things. But in a standalone, like our booking, it is better through last quarter, as well as year YOY we are doing good. And it is very difficult because we are other services like insurance broking and other NBFC and other all everything, every segment in under this consolidated income. So definitely we have not progressed as compared to Angel and other brokers, but we have done reasonably good. And since we are improving in our technology, so a lot of expense is being debited in that head also.
I appreciate your comments, Mr. Agarwal. One last question, taking the cue yes. from the previous person. So there are some SEBI changes expected on 20th of November. Now, Angel One has suggested that they expect a 14% drop in revenue from these activities. So since you mentioned that this year you expect our profit to be higher than last year, are you fairly confident that Q3 will look better than Q2 given these changes that are coming in?
You can compare YOY, H1 this year and last year.
Last year we had...
Next quarter, you see, I don't know whether I can comment it or not, but we are doing very, very well. Yes, so, time to come, we will do much better.
See, the regulatory changes, as I explained earlier, there might be some short-term impact, but in long-term, like, I think by Q4 we should be able to make up if any dip would be there in Q3 because of this weekly option. it is a market, how the client would behave, how the investor would behave, we have to even see. But we are there to provide all kind of services and we would be in line with the market for that. But there seems to be a short-term impact. And in long term, like I think by Q4, there should not be any impact as such.
Okay, thank you. Can I just squeeze in one last question? We have a very large insurance business, but it seems to contribute very minimally to profit. So is there any thought process or strategy on how to make this more profitable?
Praveenji, you can take up.
Yes. Hello, happy Diwali to you and... Actually, yes, we are focusing on profit. Actually, market is consolidation phase. So all other players are aggregating the business and burning the money. But we are not burning the money. We are waiting. Recently, IRDA introduced surrender value norms effective from 1st of October. So insurer likely to see 20-30% impact on profitability. But we are focusing on more profitable products. And we are focusing on growth with profitability, not burning the money just like others. So we are focusing on other products also. And we are also doing technological advancement. And we are ready with the app and the website, with the high-tech and with the AI. So we are very much confident we will see results in future.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash from GuidePoint Financial Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Happy Diwali and happy Diwali to all. Yeah, is my voice audible?
Yeah, Mr. Akash. Hello.
Yes, happy Diwali and happy New Year. Also, I want to ask to Mr. Himanshu, what is the growth outlook for this NBFC for next 6 to 8 months in terms of AUM growth and gross NP and net NP? Could you please give some light on it?
Hi, Akash. So, you know, this year, for the first half of the year, we have closed with the AUM of about 1,278 crores.
if we compare it with the last year YOY, we have grown at about 25%, and during the current year, for the first half, though our loan book growth has been little less, but we expect to make it during the rest half of the year, because most of the disbursement happens during quarter three, and quarter four has always been real good in terms of the disbursement. But just we have also started focus more on the high yield products like Micro LAP going forward, for which we are building up the entire team and distribution network. And going forward, we expect good results to be shown on, for this new line of product. The reason being, the existing product, particularly Micro LAP, for the existing product LAP, the yield which we were able to get is quite low, and we thought we should focus on increasing our yield. So in the short term, there is a impact in the disbursement numbers, particularly due to the reduction in fresh disbursement of the LAP portfolio. But going forward, as results start coming from the Micro LAP, we will pick up the number, and the disbursement will be even higher than what we were doing for LAP product. All other products, we continue to do disbursement, and if you see in last couple of years, we have grown at about 35% CAGR. So we expect similar kind of number for next few years also. If you see in the market, in the NBFC space, there has been some stress over the asset quality, but however, to look at our numbers, we have maintained the asset quality and GNPA. In fact, our GNPA level for the current year, they are almost same as last year numbers. So GNPA,
Himanshu, I just want to interrupt you. I am completely agree with you, whatever you are saying on the YO and YO basis, and I'm not here to discuss, the industry should be compared on the Y-on-Y basis, but my question is that the initial guidance for the loan book in the March, in the June, both the quarters when the bond roll happened, you gave the guidance for 24% to 26%. Okay. But actually, last 6 months, we have just delivered somewhere about 4 to 5%. Okay. And another concern is that when the AUM was almost negligible in the first quarter, even then, I think you said we are on still the track to double our book in next 3 years. So that's the only concern that's what's giving me the frustration, and that's just I want to discuss with you.
Akash, we are on that track only. What I was trying to say, on the short term, there have been a couple of reasons why the loan book growth is not visible in the first half of the year. One, I have told you, is the shifting of focus from LAP to Micro LAP business. And secondly, considering the asset quality stress in the market, we have tightened our policies, and there was a short-term impact on the new disbursement, because approval rate has gone down as a result of our own policy changes, which now has been the business sourcing has been streamlined now over last few months according to the new revised business policy, and now the approval rates have again come up. So therefore, I was telling you
if you want to give you a number till March for the complete year, how much you are confident to deliver that AUM growth for this complete year?
So this is very difficult to give a figure, but roughly we expect to grow at about 25 to 30% this year.
But you are saying 25 to 30% for the 1st April 2024 to 31st March 2025, and what you have actually delivered in initial 6 months was just 4 or 4.5%. So I just wanted to be clear, are you sure that in the next 6 months you will be able to cross this line to above the 24% from just 4%? So it will be at least 20% growth. That's why I just wanted to be clear about on that aspect.
If you will see historically also, quarter four has been our highest quarter always in terms of disbursements, and even in the industry. So we are confident of doing that.
Okay.
And another question I want to ask in this top clients and the overall clients data, what client number we had at the end of FY24 was somewhere about, if I'm not wrong, 10.56 lakhs or 10.60 lakhs. Now it is coming after 6 months somewhere about 11.16 lakhs. Okay. Even I think in the last call, Mr. Panjagava has guided that we will double our clients by next 3 years. If not 2 years, we will double our clients by the next 3 years. Okay. So even on these stock start clients and total number of clients, if I calculate the growth number, so it is somewhere coming to around 6 to 7%. But as if you are aiming to double the clients every 3 years, so your number should have been somewhere about 10 to 12%, if my math is not wrong. So just wanted to be clear on that aspect. If we are on the right path or on the same path, what we have actually guided in the past and in control. Hello?
Yeah, you see, like, so currently, like, we have launched new eKYC platform and new mobile app, and even mobile app would take another 6 months to get matured. And so then we would put more money into digital marketing, and even our banking tie-ups with Punjab National Bank, Union Bank of India, IOB, so even there, a lot of digital transformation we are going to do, where the journey of account opening would be very seamless, 3-in-1 account, because currently the DMAT and bank account is of the bank and trading account is of the SMC, so the journey is a bit distracted, which we are aligning. So I think after that, the numbers should multiply. So currently, in last quarter, I think we have opened 33,000 account, and there is a small growth in number of accounts. But once we are fully ready, then we would do 360 degree drive to increase the number of accounts.
So, look, what way we are focusing to get this thing?
Join the queue for further questions.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhash B from Value Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you are audible.
Okay, yeah. So, out of the previous questions, you mainly highlighted a point to show why you have the quarter-on-quarter decline, right? I think I missed that point. Could you please repeat that?
Yeah, Mr. Subhash, actually we have growth YOY. Our PAT has grown by 40% YOY. But if you compare with the previous quarter, there is a small dip of say 7-8 crores. That is the main reason of that is in the change in investment income. In Q1 we had around 18 crores of investment income, and whereas in Q2 we had only 7 crores. So that is the main reason of slight dip in the net profit QOQ. However, if you compare half yearly performance of the same thing, net gain on fair value changes, it is in the same range of 24.59 crores and 24.57 crores. So it is quarter on quarter, there could be some variance in this thing, but overall we are growing. And for the full year also, we will be growing at the targeted rate.
Got it. So the investment income is down. Is it because of the, I mean, do you value that using the mark-to-mark basis? So is that why?
Yes, we mark it to mark-to-market.
Got it. Okay. And also, I mean, the previous person who asked these questions asked you, you showed only 4 to 5%. But I didn't understand that point, because when I compare your first half of the year of 2024 and when I compare it to first half of 2025, you have grown your PAT by 42% almost. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I didn't understand from where, I mean, why you agreed on the 4 to 5%. Because what was he referring to, the 4 to 5%?
Himanshu is right. So he was referring to the loan book AUM in our NBFC business. And he was comparing March 24th year with September 24th.
Got it. Okay. And also, you also spoke about that you opened a new branch in Dubai last quarter, right?
So what is the progress on that? So are you getting any business out of that branch, and how much of it was recorded in Q2?
Branch, like, we didn't open any branch in Dubai. Dubai, we are a member of Dubai Gold Stock Exchange. So our office is already there. No new branch has been opened out there in Dubai.
Oh, okay.
It is, yeah.
Also, were there any new tie-ups with banks in Q2? In Q1, you had with Ujjivan Small Finance and SPAC, and also few more banks, right? So in Q2, did you have any new tie-ups with the bank?
No fresh tie-up is there. We are focusing on existing tie-ups.
Okay, so in Q2, you didn't have any. Okay, got it. Also, you were talking about the new market campaign by StockCart, right? So is that market campaign already started, or what is the status on it?
Hi, this is Pranay Agarwal, CEO of StockCart. So the market campaign is, live with somewhat a limited audience. But as Ajay also said, that our new mobile app and new tech platform is time to get matured. And once we feel fully confident that it is matured, we will launch it all around the media scene. So I think in maybe next quarter, we'll see an increased activity in digital marketing around StockCart also.
Got it. Thank you so much. So the only last question I have now is, I mean, everybody is curious about the second half of the year, right? So you have consistently delivered good numbers. So are you sure that the H2 will be definitely better year on year? Because, all I care is the year on year improvement. So just because the competitors delivered good numbers, we cannot, strike off the growth that you have shown, right? The growth what you have shown year on year is really good. I mean, even though it's not as good as your peers, still these are good numbers, I believe. So if you assure that H2 would be great, right, the growth, then I think that would be good for the investors. So do you want to comment something about that?
Yeah, Akash, we are working very hard and we are quite hopeful. We will do much better than the last year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Namit Arora from InGrowth Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and happy Dhanteras and happy Diwali to the promoters and the management team. My question was around differentiation because, there's a fairly competitive space. You did mention about your pedigree over the last few decades and, your pan-India presence and touch points. But do you somehow feel that that has not fully been leveraged so far? Some relatively newer competitors, have sort of gained the precedence. Just some thoughts on how do you have a foundation and goodwill and pedigree, but how do you hope to sort of leverage that for the next 3 to 5 years? And also in terms of this industry is about trust and technology and seamless access. So any thoughts on that, given that, you do have a legacy, but it probably doesn't fully reflect in the performance so far. Thank you.
Yeah. Happy Diwali and Dhanteras. Yeah, you see, we are well poised and, improving on our fundamentals. Like, recently we have revamped our back office software and mobile trading app, website, a lot of things at technology fronts are going on. And you see, like, if you do away with discount brokerage arms and banking brokers, SMC is still among top 5 brokers of India in terms of number of active clients. So once, the groundwork is done, I think we would be doing 360-degree digital marketing and would be able to capture the market in a big way. So the players who have already made their names, so I can only say that we would strive to be among top 10 to 15 players into the industry.
Got it. Thanks a lot, sir, for your candid and detailed thoughts, and all the best to the entire team for the new summer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shubhash B. from Value Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, I missed to ask one question before. You mentioned about the 11 qualified stockbrokers by SEBI, right? So when was this list released? Was it in March 2024 or did they release another one recently? Because I'm only seeing the press releases from March and I can't see your name in the list.
Yeah.
No, recently we have been added and it is effective from 1st October.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, we have reached the end of our Q&A session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh C. Gupta for closing comments.
Yes. Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call and happy Diwali to everyone. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations manager at XB4 Advisory. Thank you and stay safe and healthy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of SMC Global Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.